The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, January 1st, 2024. On the eve of another challenging year, on Sunday, President Miguel Díaz-Canel invited the Cuban people to start 2024 with the passion and joy required by the task of challenging everything that must be changed. In his congratulatory message to Cubans, the head of state urged them to make, create, and destroy every brick of the United States blockade with creativity, aware that no one will do it for us. When celebrating the 65th anniversary of the triumph of the revolution, he sent a grateful hug for each step of progress in the face of the colossal challenges that have been imposed by six decades of reinforced economic blockade of the United States and the horrors resulting from the ongoing search for exits to bypass the brutal siege. Today, everything seems more difficult than ever due to the long years supporting the criminal weight of a policy of sieges and sanctions that seems indefinite in its cruelty. But we revolutionaries have not come until this 65th anniversary to surrender and deliver flags, the dignitary said in his video message. Díaz-Canel pointed out that on the path of the socialist ideals, as leaders Fidel and Raúl Castro taught, arriving in winning. Díaz-Canel pointed out that on the path of the socialist ideals, as leaders Fidel and Raúl Castro taught, arriving is winning, aware that each goal is a new starting point, and recalled that the historic generation brought the revolution to this day with the conviction that it is possible. The network of Cuban residents in Latin America and the Caribbean and the Martí Association of Cuban Residents in Panama congratulated their country for the 65th anniversary of the triumph of the revolution on Sunday. In a press release, they recalled those who made possible the conception of this social project that is being built every day and celebrating the fighting spirit of those who give continuity to this system. They also referred to the effects of the United States blockade and the sanctions against Cuba, pointed out that the U.S. government is determined to sow hatred and division among the children of the Cuban homeland. They said that they will not stop condemning these sanctions, which affect the Cuban family seriously, depriving it of access to food, medicines, and other elemental resources, the press release warned. The text concluded that these measures hinder Cuba's normal and equitable economic development and cause big suffering to the people. The National Council of Union of Writers and Artists of Cuba, UNIAC, will begin on January 11, the process towards its 10th Congress. According to Corina Mestre, prestigious actress and national vice president of the organization, creators and intellectuals will meet in committees to debate fundamental problems and concerns. In turn, the plenary session of this council will take place as a prelude to the Congress to be held in mid-2024. Mestre pointed out that the Congress will address internal or operation problems of the organization, the relationship and dialogue of artists with institutions, not only those of the Ministry of Culture, but with all those that influence or intervene in the work of creators. She described this scenario as fundamental to be able to express their concerns and try to reach the conclave with many of the difficulties resolved. Some of the topics subject to debate are contribution of creators to society, artistic creation, the functioning of the organization, and the review of the progress of compliance with the agreements and approaches to the 9th Congress. And in the international agenda, we have that Guyana assumed this Monday the rotating presidency of the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, to promote regional development and prosperity during its 6-month term. It is a message on the occasion. Guyana's president and current leader of the bloc, Irfan Ali, mentioned when his commitment to work on the security of the region's countries and preserve the principle of peace. Ali emphasized the priority of supporting Haiti's efforts to recover stability and calm beside mounting nutritional programs and the fight against climate change. He also referred to the search for new mechanisms to achieve the desired Caribbean single market and economy with greater freedom of movement for people, goods, and capital. Meanwhile, Venezuela has categorically rejected the decision by Argentine authorities regarding the hijacking of the MTRASUR aircraft that has been illegally held in that country since last year. A press release published on the X platform by the Venezuelan Foreign Ministry, Ivan Gil, questioned the decision by the Argentine federal prosecutor of Lomas de Zamora, Cecilia Incardona, and the head of the Generate Directorate of Regional and International Cooperation of the Attorney General's Office, Diego Solerno. The statement pointed out that the ongoing violation of international commitments acquired by the Argentine state with the subscription of international agreements, mainly the Convention on International Civil Aviation, is a public, notorious, and communicative event, as well as the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties, the United Nations Charter, the bilateral agreement between Caracas and Buenos Aires, and other deals related to international air navigation and human rights. The text stressed that the International Law Commission and the doctrine recognize that the Vienna Convention on the Law of Treaties, a codification of international law, is an autonomous source of a discipline as provided by in Article 38 of the Statute of the International Court. Therefore, it emphasized that the treaty signed by the United States and Argentina does not apply. The text emphasized that the Argentine courts intend to ignore the content of this text. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.